This is Anna Carmo at UN News. Thursday's announcement that a ceasefire deal has been reached between Yemen's warring sides in the key Red Sea port of Hodeidah will make it easier to save millions of lives in the war-torn country, the World Food Programme, or WFP, has said. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, WFP spokesperson Hervé Verhoussel explains how more such deals are needed to help severely food insecure people in 45 districts across Yemen and how the international community should support its recovery in the long term.
It's time to put the civilian in the interest of 29 million civilians first before military or political priorities. What we hope from this agreement in Hodeidah first is a better use of the port. In Yemen, 90% of the food is imported and 70% of that food is imported via the Hodeidah port. And since 1 month, we've seen a decrease of 50% in the number of ships coming there because private companies were scared by the security situation.
So you really want private companies to come back? You want to reassure them that that's going to happen? Is the UN going to play a bigger role in the processing of this aid and assistance and commercial goods coming through?
The UN will participate to the organization of that port. But on the top of the port itself, the governorate of Hodeidah is one of the priority regions for the World Food Programme. A lot of people are severely need food assistance, and it was sometimes difficult to reach them because of the safety situation and because of the fighting. And now it will be easier to reach them also thanks to that agreement. And the third point also is that potentially, with the goods arriving at the port, that will give us an easier way to send that from Hodeidah to the rest of the country. Last month, we have fed between 7 and 8 million people. This month, it will be 10 million people. And at the end of January, 12 million people. That agreement will help us to reach that target, to receive the food that people need, and to dispatch that food to the different part of the country from Hodeidah.
So where can you not get to at the moment? Because you're reaching 12 million people very soon, you say?
In fact, that's 45 districts in the country where the situation is the more difficult because people are in a situation including what we call level 5.
This is the highest level of food insecurity. In fact, those who are really very close to famine, if not in famine.
Exactly. Technically, that's like famine-like. And in January, we hope to reach some of them that we've never reached in the past. But we also welcome the fact that the different parties agreed to meet again, maybe as early as the end of next month, to discuss potentially about other agreements, other regions, and other issues who are important for the country. Can we have a ceasefire in other parts of the country? Can we have full access to all the country? And very importantly, the economy.
And they're going to do this by getting private industry back into the country via Hodeidah, that's your hope, and also by oil sales.
We need to stabilize the currency. We need to inject back money in the economy.
You were actually in Sweden during the first couple of days of the talk. What was your sense of how things were going and the confidence and trust from both sides? And also, what was the trust from the international community? You talk about the help that the country needs to boost its central bank funds. You know, we're talking about $200-300 million minimum. So what was your sense of those two things?
I think day after day, people understood the determination of Martin Griffiths, the UN Special Envoy for Yemen. That's somebody who was very determined to find a solution and to basically help the people in Yemen. And day after day, we started to receive some information that, oh, maybe some things will happen. And on the last day, when the UN Secretary General Guterres came, that announcement was, of course, very important and welcomed by everybody, including WFP. Hopefully, we will see similar results in other regions or global results.
Did you get a sense that the other countries that were also present in Sweden were willing to make a commitment?
I'm a humanitarian, not a politician. It's not for me to respond to that. What's sure is that that thing that we see since a few weeks or a few months, a worldwide agreement. People say, enough, it's enough, we've been too far, it's time to stop that war, to save millions of people who can be safe today. The economical situation was already very difficult before the conflict. Now the situation is dramatic. A huge amount of money will need to be injected, first in the humanitarian support and then to the deployment of the local economy. I hope that some country will participate to that. I think it's strategically very important.